Morning, Chris. How was it out at Caulfield this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. No, all's well.
How did Mustajir handle it?
Look, it was his first fast piece of work around the track. He had a good look around. He turned up in really good condition and a very fit horse. Fitness levels are quite high, so it wasn't about giving him a good blowout, just more a bit of experience and a look around. He did have a bit of a look around, but Damien was quite happy with it.
Is he a tractable horse from what you've been able to, I suppose, glean from him since he's been in your care and what you've been able to see down at Werribee?
Yeah, he's reasonably tractable. As I said, he did have a bit of a look around, but once you let him stride up the running, he looked to lengthen nicely. So different scenario when you've got another 18 horses around you, so looking forward to Saturday with him.
How difficult is it for you to take over a horse and try to get to know them so quickly before such a big race?
Yeah, it's certainly a unique experience. But we got plenty of information on him before he arrived from his previous trainer. And Cameron Swan's been with him 2 weeks in Europe and another couple of weeks in Werribee with him. So we're certainly learning on the run. But he turned up in really good order. As I said, these horses have been... they've been in work pretty much all year. They're very fit, and it's just a matter of getting them there on the day in healthy condition.
We saw his ability when he won the Ebor. Do you think he's going to be better suited to a Melbourne Cup at Flemington or a Caulfield Cup on Saturday?
I think 2400 suits where he's at the moment. But again, you know, the Caulfield track has its own... Whether he gets around it as well, you don't really know till you put them under race pressure. You do see a few turn up here and not handle the bends as well. So you'd think Flemington's the better track for them, but I think he'll react well at a mile and a half.
Ollie's a great barometer. He's been on so many good horses. He's won 4 Caulfield Cups. What's he say about him and his reaction this morning to his first look at Caulfield?
Yeah, he's pretty happy with him. He's a pretty laid-back horse. He doesn't get too aggressive in his work, so that's a positive which you want to see with stays. So he's worked nice without being asked to really stretch out, so he's quite happy with where he's at.
Is he a horse that you'll think could take a position in a Caulfield Cup?
I suppose barrier draws will play its part from that regard, but I suggest he'll be in that midfield type position with a reasonable draw.
Mm. You mentioned Charlie, who spent all the time with him, Charlie Swan. What's the mail coming out of Werribee? Has he been able to get a comparison on how well he's doing compared to some of your other competitors in the international ranks?
Look, it's hard to line them all up. They all look pretty healthy when they left. So there's some nice horses in there.
She could be a big day for you. You've got Inner Time in the Everest. Have you made a decision as to where you'll be on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll stay in Sydney. I'm down here for a couple of days looking at the horses, so I'll spend the Saturday in Sydney. But certainly you can't be everywhere, but it's certainly going to be a big day.
Is it frustrating from your perspective?
It's not that big an issue. I think there's not much a trainer can do come race day. So we'll certainly be watching in. We've got some good men looking after the horse.
Inner Time's an intriguing campaign. First up into the Everest. You got your slot nice and early. So this has obviously been the long-term plan to run her first up in the big race.
Yeah, we considered running her a month ago. And there was just a little bit of uncertainty in the track. So I was quite happy with our decision. She's had another jump out in trial since. She's pretty ready to go. She's got a terrific first-up record. She's got her both group ones first up. And she's probably a little bit out of sight, out of mind at the moment. I'm surprised she's the outsider of the field in the betting. But I expect her to run up to her best.
She's got a brilliant record first up, 5 from 8. You know the field now. Where do you have her placed in the Everest?
It's a terrific field. Barrier draw comes out tonight, and the likelihood now that we're going to have firm ground as opposed to the last couple of years, barrier draw certainly plays part of field. And with nature stripped down the race, you'd expect it's going to give every horse their opportunity. So I think it's going to be a terrific race. And as you can see, if she's the outside of the field, it can't be much between them all.
Mm. What would you rather win, the Everest or the Cup?
Well, the Everest got a lot of money attached to it, so has the Caulfield Cup. The Caulfield Cup with a great history. So, look, if I was lucky enough to win either, I'd be certainly grateful.
Have you got a leaning towards who you think your best chance is? They're two terribly difficult races to win.
Yeah, it is. Look, I think if Mr. Mustajir turns up in his best form, he's going to run really well, and I'm expecting the mare to race up to her best, which on a day is very effective. So take either.
Well, mate, good luck. It could be the biggest day of your career on Saturday. Wish you well.
We'll see. Thanks very much.